Think we're in a global economy? Well, how's this? When real estate deals in China go bad, we all go, ouch. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 20th day of September, and coming to you today from the Okoboji Writers Retreat in Iowa. More on that in just a bit. Hey, and thanks for being with us. States are now forcing people to pay back their unemployment benefits. It's true. So have you heard about ghosting coasting? You will today. Chevy Bolt owners are wondering when GM will make good on repairs. They will tell you about that. Empty tequila bottles, Boeing, and Air Force One. Yeah. Supply chain troubles? They do continue. We've got the Wall Street Report, and you know what? We're really just going too fast. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at ntpda.com. And by Oasis, a paychex company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at oasisadvantage.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to follow us on Twitter? You can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. We are coming to you from Okoboji, Lake Okoboji, which is in northwestern Iowa, and we are at the Writers' Retreat. Julie Gamick, a longtime journalist, has put together a host of experts in the field of communication. There are 150 people here listening, learning, and trying to figure out better ways to communicate with others. We'll be sharing, of course, all kinds of information on our radio blog as well as Facebook and Twitter. Check us out at IOB_NewsHour. The real estate developer in China you never heard about has rattled the U.S. markets. Evergrande is the company that currently owes $300 billion to various lenders and is paying, on average, $28 million each day in interest. Add to that another $120 billion due to bondholders. So what's the big deal? Well, if Evergrande begins to default, it will present the Chinese government with a problem. And that problem is, should the government there bail out this mega real estate development firm? Now, if any of this sounds familiar, it should, if you remember the 2008 banking crisis. If China bails out Evergrande, it may send a signal to other companies that risky behavior ain't such a risk. And they, too, could get bailed out if in trouble. The entire risk here, by the way, is big. And it is one of the reasons the Dow had one of the worst days in months. And I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. So what else hit the market today? Well, how about an upcoming Fed meeting that could spell a change in the monetary policy? Increasing cases of COVID-19 that investors feel will stall the economic recovery and the self-imposed wound known as reluctance to raise the debt ceiling. All of that created a negative day. Moving from global finances to personal finance, some states are now demanding that people who received unemployment benefits over the past year pay some of that back. Business Insider is reporting that many state unemployment systems use outdated technology and were overwhelmed by the sudden flood of unemployment claims made when the pandemic broke out. Now, months or a year later, these same flawed systems have gone back and flagged some of those payments as supposedly incorrect or that the application was accepted in error. According to a July report from the Federal Government Accountability Office, $12.9 billion worth of overpayments went out from the Treasury during the pandemic. Now, that's just 2% of all unemployment funds set out during that time. According to the same report, only a small fraction of that overpayment is attributable to fraud. A large majority was simple accounting or clerical errors. But instead of erring on the side of going after the actual fraudsters and reasoning, well, that may have been too generous, but it was helpful to the economy, many state governments are demanding that workers, many of them still in precarious financial positions, pay the money back. While unemployment is still an issue for millions of Americans, so too is the fact that many are simply walking away from their jobs, and that has created a thing called ghosting coasting. Hiring and retention has become a defining challenge in the current labor market, and the Federal Reserve's most recent summary of economic conditions in the U.S. says a growing trend is giving employers new headaches. Business Insider is reporting that ghosting coasting is the practice where a worker shows up for a job, works a couple of days, and then quietly and without warning moves on to another better paying job, ghosting their former employer. To be sure, the practice is not new, but it does appear to be more widespread than ever because job openings outpace job seekers, allowing workers to reclaim a measure of the power that in the past favored employers for decades. The main reason employees are ghosting their employers is a direct result of low pay, lousy benefits, a lack of appreciation, all the things that were out there before the pandemic, but today, workers are pushing back. Well, it's been several weeks, several months actually, when we reported that General Motors had advised owners of the GM Bolt electric vehicle that they better charge their cars outside because they were prone to catch fire. So, when will GM make good on their promise to fix the problem? CNN is reporting that General Motors will begin replacing damaged and fire-prone battery cells on some of its recalled electric vehicles in mid-October. Newly manufactured battery modules will begin shipping to Chevrolet dealers in the middle of next month. Within 60 days, GM will begin installing diagnostic software on Bolt vehicles that will continuously monitor the battery pack for signs of a dangerous defect. In the meantime, GM says, hey, don't charge your battery in the garage, don't charge the battery by more than 90%, and don't drain the battery to less than a 70-mile range. Well, finding empty tequila bottles in an airplane under construction is one thing, but when those tequila bottles are in the yet-to-be-finished Air Force One, that's a big issue. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Boeing is investigating the discovery of empty liquor bottles found inside a plane set to become the new Air Force One. Boeing has supplied the official air transport to U.S. presidents for decades. The Pentagon said back in 2016 it asked Boeing to manufacture two new Boeing 747-8 aircraft to replace the two 747-200s currently used by the president. Where the bottles were found on the 747-8 is not clear. However, alcohol is banned at the Boeing facility. When completed, the Boeing 747-8 will be the longest commercial passenger jet in the world, and the total cost of the new aircraft to the U.S. is $5.3 billion. Not long ago, we reported there were some 25 mega container ships sitting off the West Coast piers of Los Angeles and Long Beach, and that was then. Today, the count is way over that. And that means supply chain troubles are just going to get worse. Business Insider is reporting that during the past week, the queue of ships waiting to unload at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach have lengthened by 10 ships. On Friday, the ports had 65 cargo ships stuck at anchor or drifting in areas waiting for spots to open up to dock and unload. The ports, which are a primary thoroughfare for key imports between Asia and the U.S., had 147 ships in locations, including 95 cargo ships that are absolutely mega carriers. That's all new records. The average wait time for the vessels is about 8.7 days, about 2.5 days longer than the same time the month before. That's according to LA port data. So far, the ports have handled about 862,000 imports in 2021. All of this is exacerbating the supply chain issue in the United States and underscores the fact that holiday shopping might be a bit sketchy because so many of the items will be in short supply. And you know what short supply means? Yeah, you got it. Higher prices. Well, there was no short supply of concern on Wall Street today as the markets tanked. Think China, the Fed, COVID-19, and a debt ceiling crisis that's being fueled by GOP resistance to raising the debt. The Dow was down by as much as 900 points before closing down 614 points to end the day at 33,970. The NASDAQ shed 330 points to close at 14,713, and the S&P 500 fell by 75 points to settle in at 4,357. It was the worst performance since May for the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ. Bank and energy stocks fared the worst. And finally, there is this. Despite increased safety measures by the auto industry and more punitive traffic fines, urban planners say driving to work remains a safety risk. According to Vox News, the rate of fatalities from car accidents is soaring, and the overall number of accidents of any kind is increasing dramatically. Planners argue that the nation's transportation infrastructure needs a rethink. Roads were designed to optimize speed, which is the key cause of most accidents. Now, experts contend the focus must be on building roads that are safer for everyone. Me? Yeah, I'm in on that. All right, that's a wrap as we continue to take part in the Okoboji Writers Retreat. This is a production of former news person Julie Gammack. Over 150 people are here learning how to write better, get with literary agents, and figure out how to better communicate. This has been a stellar day, and it goes again tomorrow, Tuesday, and half of the day on Wednesday. And on Wednesday morning, I get to present on the power of podcasting. And by the way, this is not just a one-off. The 2022 Okoboji Writers Retreat has already been scheduled. All right, that is a wrap for today. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have a good evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.